Well, hello, friends. It's lovely that you've tuned in again today. We welcome you warmly in the Saviour's name to another short Friday afternoon devotional. I just want to do something very simple today. I want to speak for a little while upon the subject of thankfulness and thanksgiving. Now, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And the hymn writer said, if we count our blessings and name them one by one, it will surprise us what the Lord has done. Or as W.P. Nicholson, the great evangelist, put it, count your many blessings, name them by the ton. The Lord is so good, and we need to return him thanks in all things, in every trial and in every blessing. There's always something that we can find to give the Lord thanks for. Great men of God and women of God down through history realized the value of thanksgiving. One of the church fathers in the early days, Ambrose, said, "No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks." John Blanchard, the evangelist, said, "I give it as my testimony that there is a marvelous therapy in thanksgiving." Thomas Brooks was a Puritan, and he said, "A thankful man is worth his weight in gold." Another preacher, W.J. Cameron, said, "A thankful heart has a continual feast." There's something special about thanksgiving. Another man of God said, "He enjoys much who is thankful for little." I wonder, have you given thanks to God today for anything? Or maybe a brother or a sister in Christ or a friend or a family member or a neighbour has given something to you which has been a real blessing. I wonder, have you thanked them? Can I just take a few moments today to express thankfulness to so many that listen to these devotionals? And these devotionals have been running for, well, I'm just not sure how long, away back at the start of the pandemic in 2020, whenever we were in cold rain. We must have done about 120 of these devotionals. And then we've moved down to Lisburn and we started them off again. And it's well surpassed the 100, maybe the 150 mark. I'm not sure. I don't count. But so many of you have been so encouraging and you've listened in. And a lot of you pray for this simple ministry as well. And many have offered words of encouragement. And I just want to express my thankfulness to each and every one of you, to all who listen in, to some who pass comment. I don't like to mention names, but there's one saint of God that I met many years ago in Castle Dawson in the Orange Hall at a Faith Mission Prayer Union there. And that's our good friend and sister in Christ, Iris Gilmore, who comments so often and is full of encouragement. And I know that she's a woman of prayer. And I want to thank Iris and so many others just like her who pray for this ministry, who offer words of encouragement and counsel and support. May God richly bless you in all of your labours. And then there are others who have been very kind as well. I did a few messages a little while ago on some foods and different things. There was one on Iron Brew. And then there was one about jelly babies. There was one about Cadbury's chocolate. There was one about Twinkies, the American sort of sweets that you get there. It's a little sponge finger full of cream. And a few people have been very kind that live not too far from here and have left things off at the house. Just one or two, and I'm so thankful for that as well. Dr. Peppers was another one, and somebody brought by and round a bag of goodies, and I've really enjoyed that. Not good for the waistline, but so thankful for your kindness and for your listening in. So thank you, and God bless you for that. Some of you'll know as well that recently my father passed away. Very, very suddenly, just in the town of Lisburn. And I want to thank so many of you who prayed for our family at that time, especially for my mother and for people who sent cards and for some who called at this house and some who called with my mother. You know who you are. And so many of God's people have been a real tower of strength and a real encouragement. And it is so, so much appreciated. So thank you so much for everything that you've done for us, for our own congregation in Lisburn, for our friends up in Coleraine and right across the province. We thank God for all of you, and we pray that God will continue to bless you and to encourage you during these hard days. And we're so thankful to many of God's people from all different arts and parts who are going on with God in these days and seeking God's face in prayer and praying for a better day and witnessing to the lost and seeking to live a God-honoring life. May God bless you and thank you for your faithfulness. We have so much to give thanks to God for practical necessities, for our daily bread, and for all of the rich and abundant blessings God gives us far and beyond what we need, and certainly more than we deserve. God is so good, so kind, so gracious, and so benevolent. And we say, along with the apostle, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And of course, that is the gift of his Son, and that incorporates our salvation. We're so thankful to our Father in heaven for sending his Son into this world, who went to that cross, having lived a perfect life, a sinless life, and in doing that, he fulfilled the law on our behalf, secured for us a perfect righteousness, and then went to the cross and bore the burden and the penalty of our sin upon his own body upon the tree, shed his precious blood, was buried, and rose again for us. God has been good. And yet so often we're like the 9 lepers. The Lord has blessed us, and the Lord has cleansed us from our sin and defilement. And yet how rare it is that we really give the Lord the thanks that he deserves. I want to personally thank God for all of his benefits and blessings in my life. The psalmist said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works toward the children of men. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy to me as a teenager, and for keeping me up until that point where I came to a real knowledge of sins forgiven and assurance of faith. I want to thank him for his faithfulness ever since. So many times I've let the Lord down. I'm not what I should be. I fail him in thought, in word, and in deed so often, and he deserves so much more. He deserves so much better. But I thank God for his mercy, for his love, for his grace. And I can say, like the great apostle Paul, who wrote in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I may preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for who he is, for all that he has done, and we thank him for blessings that are still to come our way. So may the Lord bless you. Thank you for your kindness, your goodness, and I pray that God will encourage you and that we'll realize our blessings, that even whenever this wee message is over, that you'll spend a few moments just before the Lord, maybe with an open Bible, but certainly with an open heart, and thank the Lord for his goodness to us in these days. And let's trust the Lord for greater blessings still. So thank you, God bless you, and we will see you next time.